number 2379, Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar One LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2379 for Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar One LLC for his solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of undeveloped land that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 6.2 acres of a larger 7.0 acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, businesses, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, there were concerns stated during the hearing about the solar array facility having negative impacts on the surrounding properties and property owners. These concerns are not supported by substantial or well-defined evidence in the record. Instead, the information supplied by the applicant's experts suggests that the solar array will not adversely affect the neighborhood and that there are solar array facilities throughout not only the United States, but also here in Sussex County that indicate that locations such as this are appropriate for this type of use. According to the planning and zoning staff, there have been 51 approved solar array applications in Sussex County. Of these, 13 have received final approval from County Council. Of the 13 sites, two of them are within 1/4 mile of a village like Roxana or Lincoln. Four of them are within 1/4 mile of a subdivision. Three of them are within 1/4 mile of a town boundary. Two of them share boundaries of a subdivision. Five, based on the evidence and with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only specific visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair on the solar panels. Seven, the applicant has included a decommissioning plan in the record for when their solar farm is no longer in use. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, there will be a buffer of planted vegetation along the boundary of this site, along adjacent parcels 6.03 and part of parcel 6.00, as well as the entire Ridings development to screen it from view as shown on the preliminary site plan. 10, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at this site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar array and shall provide contact information in case of an emergency. E, the site shall be secured by gated fencing with interwoven screening and a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, there shall be a forested buffer along the boundary of the parcel adjacent to parcels 6.03, the Ridings development buffer, and parcel 6.00 to the point where the 25-foot wetlands setback begins. No buffer is required for parcels 6.01 and 6.02. The buffer shall consist of contiguous evergreen trees at least 6 feet in height planted in a staggered arrangement to effectively achieve a visual buffer. The buffer shall be 20 feet wide, and for 100 linear feet, there shall be a minimum of 15 trees. All new trees shall be guaranteed throughout the existence of this conditional use. This shall be shown with the requirements stated on the final site plan. J, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2379, Lewis Saddle Ridge Solar One LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
I vote aye for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.